蔡豪福去啊度假。
We drove down this morning in order to spend time with you and to have the opportunity to just be able to present God's word again.
今天早上因为要跟大家见面，我们就一早就从上面就开下来了。
This week, Brother Ron, when he called me to find out what my sermon title was, and I said, Gone with the Wind, he said, that's a movie.
他说，当庄弟兄向找这个牧师问他讲到的题目，他说是 Gone with the Wind. 我说那个不是电影，那个一个电影叫做飘吗？你们都知道哈。
I assured him that we weren't going to talk about the movie.
牧师就跟我说我绝对不会在讲道里面提到那部电影。
Then he called me back and he said, "Now I'm not sure how this scripture fits with what you're going to talk about."
然后我过了一下，又看看那个他要这个念的经文，我这个经文跟这个 "Gone with the wind" 就是飘来飘去、随风而去这个有什么关联？
He said, "I'm going to have to translate for you, so you got to help me."
我说因为我要帮你翻译，我说这个经文跟这个飘来飘、随风而飘去的这个有什么关联？
So this morning, I think that we can pull this all together. The scripture does have purpose and meaning to us, and I think that it will fit very well.
所以今天我会跟大家分享，我会把这个经文跟这个暴风雨、这个大风暴的关联在一起。
Over the last several weeks, I'm sure you have been blown away just as I have been over the devastation that we have seen around the world.
所以在过去几个礼拜，我们看到所有的新闻，所有的这一切，我们看到这一切的这些灾祸都临到我们这个世界上，就我们等于就会被风吹去了。
Whether it's been the images of thousands of acres burning with homes and people losing everything they have.
你想想看，在加州有成千成万的这个森林被烧掉，房子被烧掉。
Or the explosion that took place in China, where many people lost their lives.
在天津，那么大的爆炸，那么多的人死了，还有那么人找不到。
As I've watched the scenes on television, I've sat there speechless.
当我看电视时，我在那里张了口，简直说不出话来。
We feel helpless.
我们觉得我们无能而助。
But certainly there is something that we can do as Christians.
但是我们是基督徒，我们能够做一些事情。
We can pray.
我们可以祷告。
The winds of trouble are nothing new to God.
你知道这个大风暴的这个灾难，对神来讲并不是一个不平常的事情。
The Bible is filled with stories of those who had trouble.
在这个圣经上面一再一再地提到，人们都是碰到一切的灾难。
Let me remind you of a few of them.
让我来提醒你们一些那些受到的灾难。
It was the Hebrew children who had their fiery furnace.
在这个希伯来人那些年轻人被带到巴比伦，说他们在这个大的火炉里面。
Daniel in the lion's den.
然后但以理是在这个狮子的这个坑里面。
Joseph was cast into prison.
这个约瑟是送到监牢里面去了。
Paul was shipwrecked and beaten with stripes.
这个保罗他是经过这个在航海还船坏了，然后他又被打得一塌糊涂。
Peter was sent to prison.
这个彼得是被送到监牢里面。
John was exiled to the Isle of Patmos.
这个老约翰是被送到巴摩海岛去了。
James had his head cut off.
然后雅各他的头都被斩掉了。
David fled from Samuel.
然后大卫王
And
Saul. 大卫王被扫罗王追赶，都要逃掉。
And Samson had his eyes put out.
那个参孙他被这些非利士人把他两个眼睛都抛出来了。
You remember the words of the psalmist?
你们记得那个作诗的人的在诗篇里面怎么做了？
Many are the afflictions of the righteous.
所以他上面写说正直的人有很多很多的苦难。
But the Lord delivered him out of all of them.
但是神把他们一个个都拯救出来了。
Let me share an example with you.
让我跟您讲一个例子。
Clyde Gordon was completely paralyzed from his neck down.
Clyde Gordon 是一个人，他从颈子后面一直到背上，他已经完全瘫痪。
He stated these words.
他这样子说。
Christ is no security against storms.
神并没有让我们说没有风暴给我们带来。
But he is a perfect security in storms.
他神不让我们不遇见的风暴，但是他实在是在风暴中间，他给我们带来那么安全。
He does not promise an easy passage.
他没有允许我们说我们的生命生活是那么的顺当。
But he does promise and guarantee a safe landing.
他告诉我们经过方案说我们很平平安安会到达目的。
Someone else said,
其他人这样讲，
The road to success is always under construction.
这个到成功之路是永远在那里修建。
It seems that those who seem to have it hard always get more done.
那些有些人就能够成就的更多。
I love the promise of God's word in 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter.
我这个喜欢在这个哥林多前书第十章神的话语怎么讲。
The Bible says there will be temptations and problems that will come our way.
圣经上跟我们说那些有试探有着困难在我们生命中间。
But God is able and capable of helping us to overcome all of those problems and trials.
而且神他是能也愿意把我们一样一样在这困难中带我们经过出来。
I'm reminded of an old preacher who once said,
有一个老牧师我记得他这样说。
That we have to be good to everybody because everybody is having a tough time.
他说我们要对每个人都要非常好，因为没有人没有遭遇困难。
God is no respecter of persons.
这个神知道我们是遭遇这一切事情。
He has no favorites.
他不是偏心的。
We sometimes though feel like victims.
我们常常说我们是一个受害者。
It seems like we suffer more than others.
好像我比人家受的比较多。
But this simply is not the case.
事实上并不如此。
Now let me take a moment to remind you of the scripture that we looked at.
让我们现在看上一看我们今天念的圣经是怎么讲的。
The Apostle Paul in the first chapter talks about being shipwrecked and going through trials and difficulties.
这个保罗他是在常常在这个传道说碰到船破了这一切的事情一切的灾害。
But he says God is faithful in every circumstance.
但是他仍然说神是信实的在任何环境之下。
And then what we read this morning, it seems like at times we're crushed, we're perplexed, we don't know where to turn.
就好像说我们在被困住了，我们不知道怎么样子了，但是他绝对不失望。
But God is faithful in every circumstance and every situation.
神是那么的信实，不管在任何的环境，在任何的情况中间。
If you remember when I was here in January,
你们记得我在一月间在你们一月的时候在你们中间。
I told you the story of my two granddaughters who were returning for Christmas vacation from Biola University.
我告诉你，我有两个孙女从加州南部的 Biola University 回来度假。
They were 23 miles away from home, just a little north of Stockton.
他们回来的时候，离他们家只有23里了，在Stockton 北边一点。
When someone forced their car off the road,
有人就把他们的车子 逼到那跑那去了。
As they corrected and tried to protect themselves, the car rolled over three times.
当他们愿意因为碰到这情形，他们要不要弄过来之后，车子翻了三个滚。
And came to rest at the bottom of a tree.
然后就到一个树根底下。
One of my granddaughters suffered many broken bones and a broken neck.
她一个孙女儿，她的骨头还有颈子都受了伤。
But the one testimony they gave, all three of the girls who were in the car, is that they sensed the presence of God in the time that the accident was happening.
但是这三个女孩在车上，她们有一个见证，就是说，她们都晓得在车子翻滚的时候，她们知道神跟她们在一起。
But I want to say to you today, God is faithful and He does exceedingly above and beyond anything we ask or think.
他神是那么信实，他所做所行是超过我们所想所能的。
One of the reasons that we were a family celebrating our vacation in Tahoe this week was because of the report that the doctor had given.
因为我们为什么上个礼拜到这个太行湖去度假，是因为医生的报告回来了。
Not only did all three of the girls return back to college and finish their college year out.
这三个孩子不但他们回到学校去上书去读书，而且已经读完了书了。
But the one with the broken neck was released this last week with no paralysis and completely healed, and the doctor said that she can do anything that she wants to do.
那个被颈子这个折断的那个，他已经完全出院了，他一点点都没有瘫痪，一点点都没有那些后遗症了。
We simply were celebrating God's goodness and His faithfulness in the midst of a terrible problem.
我们在这里整个是这句要感谢神的，这神是那么的信实，那么样子的带领我们。
I simply would say to you this morning again as testimony, God is faithful and He's good all the time.
我要给你们做一个见证，就是说神是那么信实，而且是永远的是那么的对我们的好。
So let me quickly give you seven ways that God uses problems to help us grow as Christians.
我给你有七个事情告诉你们说，神在我们有困难的时候怎么样子带领我们来帮助我们。
The first point I would draw your attention to is that He directs us in the midst of our problems.
第一个就是说，在我们遭遇困难的时候，神在那指引我们的路。
Sometimes God needs to light a fire under us to get us moving.
常常神在我们下面，像是要点点火，要把我们给催我们走。
Problems often point us in a new direction and motivate us to change.
困难来的时候，常常给我们指引我们往前面走，而且找另外一个方向。
Sometimes our problems is God is simply trying to get our attention.
另外一个神这些用困难来告诉我们说，我们要把眼睛定睛在神身上。
God could have kept Daniel out of the lion's den.
你知道吗？神可以不要把 Daniel 放到这个狮子坑里了。
Or Paul and Silas out of jail.
可以把这个保罗跟这个希拉不必要到监牢里面去。
Or the Hebrew children from the fiery furnace.
而且那些希伯来那三个少年人从那个火坑里面不必要去的。
But it was good for all of those to go through those experiences.
但是对这些经过的时候，实在都是为了他们的好处去训练他们。
Simply so God could continue to direct their lives.
所以因为在这个环境，使得他们就完全要眼睛靠着神。
The second reason that God uses problems in our lives is to inspect us.
第二个次是说，神要来查验我们。
I'd like to suggest that people are like tea bags.
我愿意介绍我们人每一个都像那个茶包那个茶袋一样的。
If you want to know what's inside them,
你要知道的茶袋里面的茶是什么样的茶吗？
Just drop them in the hot water.
就是放到那热水烫的水里面去。
Has God ever tested your faith with a problem?
神有没有要看看你有没有信心？ 用这些困难来查验你呢？
What do problems reveal about you?
所以当我们在困难中间，就我们完全生命见说，我原来是这么一块料啊。
Do you remember the words of scripture that tells us how we're to face our problems?
你记得圣经上告诉我们说，我们用什么字来说，我们碰到困难怎么做？
Count them all as joy.
要把它当每个困难都要把它当作喜乐的事情去算起来。
Knowing that the trying of your faith worketh patience.
你知道这个所有在我们信心的这种试炼，都是让我们能够使我们有信心。
I confess to you this morning, there have been times when problems that I've faced, it's been difficult to count them as joy.
我告诉你，我老老实实给你这个坦白的讲，常常在困难的时候，我没有办法觉得说这是一个那么喜乐的事情。
But looking back, I can see how God used every one of those situations.
但是回头看起来，神知道，神用每个困难是要为我们。
To help me grow in my faith.
是让我们在我们的信心的成长过程中间更进一步。
Can I return to the story of my granddaughter for just a moment again?
然后我们再来讲我这个孙女儿的事情。
As she went back to school, she had to wear a plastic brace on her neck.
因为那个车祸，所以她戴那个领子上戴那个塑胶的那个护颈。
She was a music major at Biola. She is a music major at Biola.
她是在 Biola 大学里面是读音乐的。
Her professor said the best thing that happened to her this last semester was that she had to wear that brace.
她的教授跟她说，你知道吗？在这个上个学期最好的事情是你戴那个护颈。
Now, I must admit to you, that was difficult for me as a grandfather.
他这个时候，我这个做祖父听到这话，这什么回事情啊？
But he said the reason was is because when she sang, she opened her mouth too wide.
因为这个教授说，他平常唱歌的时候，他的嘴巴张太大了。
But wearing the brace, she couldn't, and she had to sing from inside.
那戴了那个护颈呢，他就这个。嘴巴张不大了，他就从中气里面唱了。
Now, I just simply say, God says, count all joy.
我就是告诉你说，神说，所有的困难都要当作喜乐去接受。
Let me tell you how God made that a joy.
我告诉你，怎么样子神把这种困境变成喜乐。
Because she did so well.
他做得那么好。
The school gave her a scholarship for this next year.
啊，那个学校又做这么好，神就说给他明年就给他奖学金一年。
You see, our problems sometimes direct us.
你知道我们的困难把我们带到什么地方去？
Sometimes they inspect us.
查什么地方困难？常常查验我们。
But the Bible says, count it all joy.
圣经上是说，我们要把它通通算作这是神的恩典。
Let me give you the third reason why our problems come our way.
第三个原因，这些困难为什么会临到我们身上
？They are to correct us.
神要让他们来。
Some lessons we learn,
我改正了我们。
Okay. Some lessons we learn only through pain and failure.
有些困难就是我们要经过那些苦难，经过那些失败去经历。
I imagine that everyone that's in this room has had this experience.
我可以想象着我们在座的今天每个人都会有这个经验。
Growing up, your parents said to you, "The fire or the stove is hot, and it will hurt you."
当你从小孩子长大的时候，那个父母常常告诉说，那个炉子不要碰，那个火不要去摸。
And they say, "Don't touch it."
不碰都不要碰。
But every one of us had to learn the hard way. We touched and got burnt.
我相信我们每一个人都会去碰过，而且我们每一个人都被烫过。
Sometimes we only learn the value of something by losing it.
常常我们是知道那个是那么有价值的事情，因为我们失去了。
I love what the psalmist said.
我喜很喜欢那个作诗人这样说。
It is good for me to have been afflicted.
因为这是我被困境扫。吵来吵去是对我是好处。
So that I might learn your statutes or your ways.
我们就可以知道神的路、神的律法是什么。
So our problems correct us.
所以我们的困难是来修正我们的事实。
Or they connect us.
第四个是他们把我们连接起来。
Troubles not only draws people together.
那困难不单单是把一些人跟收集在一起
but it draws them to the Lord.
而且把我们聚集在神的里面。
After the accident, there were many people who began to pray for our family.
当那个车祸的时候，很多很多人为我们家庭祷告。
Literally, people all over the world.
等于说几乎全世界每个地方都有人在为我们祷告。
The problem we went through drew us together.
这个问题就是说把这些人的把我们的这主动都聚在一起。
As I was meditating on this week while enjoying vacation.
当我这个礼拜在的默想这个事情而且我们在这度假的时候。
I couldn't help but pray for the people in China who were affected, their families.Literally, probably all over the world by the explosion that took place.
我没有办法不想到为那些中国在天津所发生的事情，那些人是影响了那么那么的大，那么那么的深。
And even while I may not know their names, I may not know their circumstances.
也许对那些受苦难、这受灾害、是失去生命的人，我不知道他的名字，我也不知道他的家里面情形。
I was drawn to pray for them.
但是我就是说，我们为这些天津这个大爆炸的受害的人，为他们祷告。
As a pastor, there are many times that people call me during the times of their problems to pray for them.
我是当牧师的，常常有人在他们遭遇到困难、遭遇到、简直碰到什么事情，就打电话给我。
Our problems help to connect us to care for one another.
因为这个困难，使我们大家联合聚集在一起。
The fifth thing that I believe problems bring is to protect us.
第五个，所有这些困难，所有的呢，是要来保护我们。
You see, a problem can be a blessing in disguise.
你知道吗？这个所有的这些问题说呢，实在是一个神的祝福的伪装到我们中间。
You remember the story of Joseph and his brothers?
你记不记得这个约瑟旧约里面，约瑟和他那个十一个兄弟的
？I just remind you that they sold him, they gave him away.
你知道吗？他们那十一个哥哥嫉妒他，就把他卖掉了。
But when God brought them back together,
当神把他们这十二个弟兄聚集在一起的时候
，You remember the words of Joseph?
你记得那个约瑟给他们的哥哥怎么讲
？You may have thought this was for evil.
你们所做所这是出于恶意
，But God meant it for good.
但是神有他的好意在中间。
You know, all of us probably.Are aware and have in our homes a surge protector.
我你们知道我们在天上的话是不会经过这个电流流动那个，不在天上没有这个电流随便一下子高高低低的电压。
In order that our technology might not be disrupted.
因为这个在那里我们让这个电流不会常常波动。
But brothers and sisters, may I say to you this morning with all the sincerity I have.
所有我告诉你弟兄姐妹，我很真心的讲。
God is the only true surge protector.
神是那个唯一是那个电流整流的那个机器。
No matter what the storm.
不管什么样子的大暴风雨。
He is always there. He never, never fails.
他永远是在那里，他从来。不会失败。
One more reason for our problems, the sixth reason.
第六个原因，神允许困难到我们中间。
To to perfect us.
让我们使我们能够得以更完全。
You see, problems when responded to correctly are character builders.
这些问题困难当然呢，实在是要使我们的品格能够建立得更好。
God is far more interested in your character than in your comfort.
神是对我们的品格的注意比我们的安逸更注重。
Your relationship to God and your character are the only two things that you're going to take with you to eternity.
你跟神的关系和你的品格是唯一两个事情可以将来带到神面前去的。
The Bible says we glory in tribulation.
啊，欢这个所有的这些困难，所有的这些灾害。
Knowing that the tribulations brings patience.
所有的灾害，所有困难都是带来给我们这个忍耐。
And patience brings experience.
那这个忍耐就带来给我们经验。
And experience brings hope.
经验就给我们带来希望。
Again, from Romans, the 8th chapter, you remember these words.
罗马书第八章这里面话讲。
All things work together for good.
万事都互相效力。
To them that love God.
为爱神的人得益处。
The graduate degree of spirituality comes from attending the University of Hard Knocks.
这个在我们人生的毕业的时候是都要经过这些困难才能够在人生的学校毕业。
You see, God is going about working in our lives to create a perfect storm.
所以在神因为要使我们的生命到另外一个要毕业，所以他会在这里给我们很多很多那么完美的暴风雨。
And the last point that I would draw to your attention, point seven is,
第七个我要跟大家分享的
to project us.
去
project.
Project. How to project. Project into what? 哦，去把我们扔过去。
Let me give you an example.
我给你一个例子。
Did you know that the eagle knows when a storm is approaching long before it happens?
你知道吗？天上飞的老鹰，当大风一快来的时候，他们都有事先都知道的。
The eagle will fly to some high spot and wait for the winds to come.
当大风一快来的时候，这些老鹰都会飞到飞到很高很高的时候，看等待这些大风雨来。
When the storm hits,
当这个暴风雨来了
，it sets its wings so that the wind will pick it up and lift it above the storm.
然后它就把它的翅膀展开，那个暴风雨来的时候，这个大风雨就把它在它翅膀底下，把这老鹰就浮在这个暴风雨之上。
While the storm below is raging,
当这个暴风雨在这个它的翅膀之下是那么样子狂风暴雨呼啸。
The eagle is soaring above it.
那个老鹰在这暴风雨之上面，在这里随着这里张开翅膀，在这里看着它们的飞翔。
When we can allow God's power to lift us above.
所以我们一样的可以让神的能力浮起在这个我们生命的暴风雨上。
You remember God's word in the Old Testament?
你记得在旧约里面神的话。
But they who wait upon the Lord,
那些等候耶和华的人
shall renew their strength,
就会这个重新得力。
They shall mount up wings as eagles,
他们就要像乌鹰展翅上腾。
They shall run,
他们奔跑
and not be weary,
不会疲乏。
And they shall walk,
他们行走
and not faint.
不会昏倒。
You see, when Adam and Eve was in trouble,
当
God stepped in.
当这个亚当跟夏娃他们都碰到困难的时候，神来到他们中间。
Noah's problems were solved by the God who cared.
是挪亚的问题，神带来给他了。
Joseph was released from prison.
约瑟从监牢里面放出来了。
The children of Israel were delivered as they crossed the Red Sea.
以色列人啊， 碰到红海的时候，神给他们带领过去了。
Elijah got God's help in getting some rain.
So Elijah, 以利亚，这个祷告的时候，神就降雨下来了。
Paul and Silas were set free from the Philippian jail.
保罗跟希拉在这个腓立比的监牢里面，被神把监狱打开了，把他带出来。
The same God who did all these miracles in the stories we read from Scripture.
这是同样一个神，他我们刚刚讲的这些例子，这些圣经上给我们例子，神带领他们的这个神。
Can do it for every one of us.
可以对我们在座的每一个人都同样的做我们的，对我们做他们对他们做的事情。
Brothers and sisters, nothing is impossible for God.
弟兄姐妹，在神没有难成的事。
Amen.
Amen.